Parshas Behar, the sugya starts talking about Shemitah. It's a very interesting shayla. Shemitah, Torah says, Sodcha lo Sizra, so there's an Isser Zriya. But what about other malachas in the Sodah? Lamashal Charisha is only a mitzvah's essay. So the Minchas Chinuch declares, what about Noshim? Are Noshim Chayiv in the Inyan of Shemitah? So Bishlema, the Isser Zriya, it's a lav, and even though there's also an essay, but Mistama, similar to other cases where we see that if they're Mechuyiv in the lav, Mistama, they're also Muzer in the essay. But Charisha, which only has an essay, it's a suffix in the Minchas Chinuch. The Doimel is there, I saw in the Derech Emunah Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings, there are many other halakim to the dinim of Shemitah. There's an Isser Schoira, there's a Chiyiv Lahafkir as Asodeh, there are Kama other dinim also in the Inyan of Shemitah. A lot of them are a mitzvah's essay. Yesh Noshim, Noshim are Nichlal in those Gedorim of Shemitah. Now, the Pasuk says, V'hois l'shabes ha'aretz lochem lo'ochlo. So, this opened up a big Indian. There's a Yerushalmi, which is a little bit unclear. The Yerushalmi declares, Mahu lotzeis b'yayin shal shvi'is. Are you yoitza dalit koisis with yayin of shvi'is? And the Korban Eidaf in Orth, he says, the reason why you would think you're not yoitza with dalit koisis, yayin shal shvi'is, because it's not lochem. And the Acharonim tumul on it. What says it's not lochem? Why is it not lochem? First of all, the Pasuk says, lochem lo'achla, lochem. It's not lochem. So they find various other pshatim. One of them is because yayin has to be azay yayin that's royal and nasach al gavim is beach. And since it's not royal and nasach al gavim is beach, it's a chesaron in lochem lo'achla. The Torah then says, not only is there union of counting Shemitah, the 7 years of Shemitah, there's also union of counting yoivlois. There's a famous Zoyar. The Zoyar says that Yitzias Mitzrayim was the ultimate yoivl. Because the MS, Yitzias Mitzrayim, took place in the 50th Yoivol of the Bria Sa'olam. The 50th Yoivol of Bria Sa'olam was Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, L'chayra, 50 times 50 is 2,500. And the kasha is that, L'chayra, we know that Yitzias Mitzrayim was 50 years before that. So there's a famous pshat from Rav Meir Shapiro Milublin. He says, the MS is a machlekes tanoim, is Yoivol 49 years or 50 years? Meaning, Avada Yoivol is every 50th year. But it's a machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rabban Zalai Tanoim whether the year of Yoivel is also year number one of the next cycle. Oibazoi, technically, every 49 years you hit already another Yoivel because the Shnas HaYoivel itself is Oile also to the minion of that year. That's what MSC explains. That was the machlekes with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem said that he's only going to live for 120 years, you have to understand that when Moshe Rabbeinu lives for 120 years, he's living 120 years connected to 120 yoivlos of the world. The world is 6,000 years, and 6,000 years is 120 yoivlos. But when Moshe Rabbeinu, he's known up into the Medrash, was being mitvakeach with the Rabbi Nishlau, that he deserves to live longer, is because he wanted to live another 2 years, because he says, no, let's go according to the Cheshbon that each yoivol is 49 years, there are therefore 122 Yoivlois in the 6,000 year Cheshbon, and therefore he wanted to live that extra amount of time. That's how he learns up into the Shach of Atariya. Now, there's a very big Chiddush in Yerushalmi. I saw the Meshech Chochm of Emes brings this Yerushalmi. The Pashtus, when the Gemara says there's a Machloikis, where the Yoivl counts as the first year of the next cycle or not, it's an entity of itself. If you look at the Yerushalmi's Mashma, different Shat. The Yerushalmi's Mashma that there is two different cheshbonis. Every 7 years is Shemitah. And every 50 years is Yoivel. Now, Yoivel, that year of Yoivel, counts in the cheshbon, not that it counts in the cheshbon for a new cycle of 50, but that it doesn't regard Bechlal to the cheshbon of 7. The Haino, it's a little confusing, but let me make this very clear. Every multiple of 7 is a Shemitah year. Now, that's not Pashup Shah. Pashup Shah, yeah, multiple of 7 is 49, that's a Shemitah year. Then is your 50 Yoivel, boom, it doesn't count for anything. Then you start a new cycle, thinking about it. Year 57 is the next Shemitah. 57 is not a multiple of 7, starting from the beginning. 56 would have been. But this sheet in the Yerushalmi says no. Shemitah is every 7th year, Yoivel is every 50th year, and one section has nothing to do with the other. If you're keeping track, that means Shemitah is not always the year before Yoivel. Sometimes Yevil is Shemitah every 350 years. Sometimes Shemitah is the year right after Yevil. Yevil comes out in the middle. Yevil is every 50th year. I mean, the year 200 is a Yevil. So the Cheshbon of Shemitah is, the next Shemitah is the year 203. Keeping Cheshbonis of multiples of seven. Zok the Meshachach, it's a Moirid the Gezach. There's a Pasuk that says, Eved Ivri works for 6 years. And the Pasuk says, Sheish Shonim Yavoidu Vashviyas Yeitze Lachovshi. Which we know that Eved Ivri works for 6 years, flat. Whenever the day he was born, Me'eish Leish, he works for 6 years. But there's a Havamin of the Yerushalmi that know that an Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah. Sheish Shonim Yavoidu Vashviyas in Shemitah. If you sell a Yevi for Shemitah, he goes out in Shemitah. As a Havamin of the Yerushalmi, that an Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah. In the Frexach Apella, the Pasuk says, an Eved Ivri goes out by Yoivu. How could you ever have a case? And the Gemara says it means that Yovel happened during the 6 years. How could you ever have in that 6 years of an Eved Ivri means Shemitah? If it means Shemitah, how could you come to Yovel before you come to Shemitah? It's for sure going to be Shemitah first. The Torah says it's the Yerushalmi l'shitasa. Like the Yerushalmi, Yovel and Shemitah are on two different paths. Yovel could sometimes, you could sell an Eved Ivri and it could be a year later after you sold them, it's the year of Yovel. It's year 600. But it's not a Shemitah year yet. Shemitah is not for another couple of years.
What if he was sold in the middle of the Shemitah year?
Just what if he was sold in Shemitah itself? Like this Havmina, it's a whole term of what's the din of an Eved Ivri is sold in Yovel itself. Of course, like this Havmina, what would be when an Eved Ivri was sold in Shemitah year itself? That's another thing you have to know, but that's not a kasha, that's a shaila. We had a problem, we had a kasha that if you go out by Shemitah, you'll never hit Yovel. Terah says, yeah, Yovel can come before Shemitah. The Pasuk says, V'loisoinu ish es amisoi. Amisoi is with an ayin, that there shouldn't be oino. In another Pasuk it says, V'loisoinu ish es ochiv. But over here it says, V'loisoinu ish es amisoi. There's a vart from Rabbi Menachem Mendel Mirimnov, whose yahrzeit is the day after Lag Boimer. We don't want to say that number yet. We're not up to that number yet. But, and his yahrzeit, so he said that you can sometimes say Chazal, switch the ayin with an aleph. So it's v'loisoinu ish es amisai, amisai with an aleph. Don't shepherd with your emes. A person has a midas emes, he has a certain hanhaga, he has a certain mahalach. Don't shepherd with your emes. Stick to your emes, stick to your guns. Stick to your mahalach, if it's the right thing, and stick to it. That's why the emes, the mefarshim say that bereshis bara lekin, the Balaturim writes and others, bereshis bara lekin is soif tevis emes. Bereshis is a sof. Bara aleph, elekim is a mem. The soif tevis of bereshis bara lekin is emes. Why not the Rosh Hatevis? Because Fakir, if you want to spell a vet that a person with MS, you have to be till the end. Stick to your MS, like Soinu, Isha Samisa. Adra, but the Rosh Hatevis of Baba Bereshis Baruch Lekim is Baba. As a Vada, you have to know that Emunah Pshuta, in Bries Oilom, Echmedish can Baba Maisa. I'm saying serious. The Vada is Emunah with Amkus. But the MS is Poshit, there's an Inyan of Emunah, Zaviyah Baba. That's the Soid of Emunah, the Shoirish is Bereshis Baruch Lekim. We'll just go later on into the parsha. It says there's an isser of ribis. Al tikach me'itoy neshech v'tarbis. Since you do that in Perek Ezu Neshech, Tosfos brings in Bava Metzia Ezu Neshech a Yerushalmi that a person that's malva beribis is not going to be even zoicha to tchias hamesim. A person that's malva beribis is not even going to be zoicha to tchias hamesim. That's how much of an avla it is. There's a famous story with the Chevra Kadisha in Poznan where Rabbi Kveger was rough. And there was a certain person who was Malva Baribis, and he shepherded, and he was a moist source. There was terrible things about him. And Lamaisa, when they wanted to bury him, they didn't want to bury him until the Chevra Kadisha demanded for them an astronomical sum, much more than the standard price of what they usually took for a Kvura. And they went to the Shilton, they went to the Malchus of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. They went to the Shilton. They said, what's this guy? There's a standard price. They're charging much more. So they called Rabbi Kveger Taka. And they said, what's my high? So the Maisa, he told him like this, he says, everyone else, Anachnu Ma'aminim, B'nai Ma'aminim in the Trias HaMesim, and therefore the standard real estate price for a kever plot is a rental fee. It's not a sale, it's a rental fee, it's only going to be temporary. But about this person, according to our Masaira, is planning to be here for long term, it's appropriate to charge him much more. The truth is, there's another Maisa which Rav Nosson Adler, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, it's also from that same Tkufa. Rabbi Kveger was the Shver of the Chassam Sofer from his second marriage. Rabbi Chassam Sofer married Rabbi Kveger's daughter, but Rabbi Nosson Adler, the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, there's also a story that I forgot which one, Franz Joseph, one of the emperors of that empire, he gave him as a gift to the Rav. He was the Rav, he gave him a stick, a walking stick with a golden, on top it was a stick of a golden thing, and it had an emblem of the I had tzeilim. So he took it and he broke off that piece, of course, and he used it without the tzeilim. Someone mastered on him that he was mezalzel in the teshura of the melech, and the melech talk met up with him again and came to ask him, "Hi, this is the matana I gave you." So he said, "Kvoida melech, it was a drop of the size. I know it needs to be a perfect size. The stick. I had to take off 1 inch of it because it was the wrong size. That's why I made it a little bit smaller." So the emperor told him, he says, "You could have chopped it off from the bottom on the piece of the wood." He said, "No, there it was the right size. It hit the floor. The problem was taka on top." V'nocha daitoi. Anyway, there's a famous story with the Satma Rebbe. Someone came to the Satma Rebbe and asked him that how come it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch? Many times Shulchan Aruch brings down the chomer of a mitzvah. Mitzvah zu chomer ad moed, chomer ad moed. How come in Hilchas Ribbis in Ezu Neshech, in Yerideya, when it says Hilchas Ribbis, the Machaber should say, Ribbis is so chomer that if you're not zoichet tefchiyas ha-meisim, how come it's not mentioned? So the Satma Rebbe, Afan Art, right away told him, he says, Vos artach, it's a shach. So it's not a Machaber, it's a shach. And the person went through all the shachs in Yerideya there in the Sugis, and he didn't see that the shach brings it down either. The Rebbe Gehesen, it's a shach. He didn't understand until someone explained to him that we know that when the shach printed his sefer for the first time, he printed it in the year Tof Zayin, some almost 400 years ago, and he wrote a poem as a hakdama, and then most of the Shulchan Aruch is printed, and it's a poem that with each stanza of the poem is for a different chelik of Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Dayonim, Halvois, Dayton Venitin, Ribbis, all the different halakim, and every stanza in the poem, the last four words ends with a few words that are gematria 407. It was a remez that he put out his sefer in the year Tuf Zayin, and the line for Ribbis is Lo Yikatzimanu, meaning whoever's life of Ribbis will not wake up with us. That's where the shachar, that's what the Rebbe meant, that the shach in fact does bring the chaymer of taking Ribbis. Now at the beginning of the parsha we have something that it talks about the safarta lecha. Sheva Shabtzai Shonim Sheva Pa'omim. So the Ramban in Parshas Emor already writes, he's Mesupik. Is there a din on Bezdin to count? We know that there's a din of Sfiras Ha'omer that every day you have to count, make every day count also, but you have to count every single day with a bracha. What about the Sfira of Shonim? So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban writes in Parshas Emor that he's Mesupik. V'lo yadati im tzrichet Bezdin lispar bebracha. But the emesis Tyson Subas brings before us, yes, there's a din bracha. A lot of other Rishonim also, the chinuch, others they bring. There's a mitzvah to count with a bracha every year. The Menachas Chinuch even says, probably did it on Rosh Hashanah. And even clears, what if you missed 1 year? Do you lose out on the cheshbon of the bracha? You know, by Spirit Saimer, it's a machloikis. If you missed 1 year, then if you miss one night, one day, then you have to be mesupik that you can't make a bracha again because there's one sheet that it's one big mitzvah. Clears the Menachas Chinuch, what about the Kedarim here by Sfiras Shmitas Veyoyvlois? If you missed 1 year, are you allowed to make it up? Now, there's another thing that also counts. We know, and the Sfarim talk about it, the Kedushas Levi, the Bnei Yisrael, a lot of them talk about this Indian, that the Indian of counting seven is similar also that by an Isha, that's Tomei Lebala, she also has to count Visafra law, that she counts. We learn after that she's Nemon, that's Eidech Adam and Bisurin, Visafra law. So it becomes a Shaila, then who has a truth about it, and other Afroinim, there also there's a din she has to count. After she sees the shiva, she's poirish from dam. She has to have shiva nekiyim by zova. We're always choishish for zova, so we need shiva nekiyim. She counts taka hayoyim yom echad hayoyim shnayim. She counts the days. So be'emes, Taisa says in Menachis and in Ksubis, you certainly don't make a bracha when you count by isha le sfira zova v'nida because shemet tistar right? Maybe she see dam. Meaning by sfira they say maybe they shouldn't count because maybe they'll forget. But here it's not even something that's the other. She might see dam. You have to have shiva nekiyim, and she made a bracha the first 4 days and she was counting. All of a sudden now she sees dam. It's going to be soiser. It's going to turn into a bracha levatola. But you see that there's a connection between the two. And I saw like this. It's yidua that there's a minute to learn mesechta shavuos before the days between sfira soimer of pesach and shavuos. And there's even an inyan because there are 49 glat in mesechta shavuos. Actually, there's 48. It starts from that base. And it works out perfect because there are 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos, but there's Lag Boimer, which I see is the oil didn't count. So, Hakupanim, there's 48 blad in Shavuos, and they say he's forced to learn a blad of Shavuos every day. But why Mesechta Shavuos? Mesechta Saita also has 49 blad. The Pshat is because Mushba Boimer Mer Sinai. But I was thinking that maybe Nadarim also was appropriate to learn, because Nadarim has 90 blad. And the Sfarim explained that the MS, when a woman wants to separate, not from Tumas Nida, but let's say an Almona or a Grusha that's going to marry a new husband, the Sugi Gemara says, You need havchana for 3 months. You have to separate shalot lahavchin bein zera and zera. You have to wait 3 months. That's 90 days. So the Kedushas Levi writes, that's the pshat. When we count Sfiras HaOmer, the first 6 days we only count yomim. Hayom, chamisha yomim, shisha yomim. Starting from day 7, we do a double count every day. We say how many days, but also how many weeks and how many days. That means there are 42 out of the 49 days that we count double. They count double. That's 84 plus 6 is 90. So in the Sfiras HaOmer, with the double counts, Taka b'Mesuyim, it's the Shloisha Chodoshim of Havchon, and that's maybe why in the Dorim you should learn. And that's also an imyan of that Sfira. Now there's a Shaila, you have to count Sfiras HaOmer. What if you didn't say, like today is Shloisha b'Shloisha Miyoyim? What if you didn't say Shloisha b'Shloisha Miyoyim? You said Lag b'Omer. Hayoyim Lag b'Omer. Shehein. Does that count? Are you Yoitz if you say Lag b'Omer? Or B'chal, you just say, you say the gematriac letter. Now that's Klara. A lot of people that told me this. Sfiras HaOmer is you have to count. L'mashal, if you say today is Hoyt Shebehoyt, that doesn't count. That's not a number. That's not a number. But what if on the ninth day you say today is the square root of 81 Yomim L'Omer? That's a number. What if you say 473 minus 452 on the 21st day? What L'chayra, anything that's consistent of a number, L'chayra counts. But what about Aleph Beis? What about Aleph Beis Gimel? So there's a famous stickle from the Rugged Shaver. By various things that you have to count, L'mashal, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had to do Achas B'Sheva Hazoyos. And a chelik of the din was he has to count. Does he say? He says Achas, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim. Does it suffice to say Aleph Beis Gimel? Or by Meiser Behemah, you have to count out the Behemahs. You have to say Achas, Shtayim, Sholosh, or you say Aleph Beis Gimel. Grad, if you look in Masechta B'Chayrus, there's a Mishnah that describes that you say you count from 1 to 10. There's a sphere between the Gemara B'chayrus and the Mishnayis in the Sefer B'chayrus, and one of them, it actually says Achas Shtayim Shalosh, the other one says Aleph Beis Gimel. The Rabbi Shavar says you say, when you're counting something that it's just a Hechatimtzah to get somewhere, like you just need to know which was the 10th Behemah, so you're counting the first 9 just to get to 10, then Aleph Beis Gimel is also enough. But when you're counting something that each number counts, and by Sfiras HaOmer, each number counts, so then you have to talk and say Achas Shtayim. I once heard there's a Shaila, the Emes, there's a Shaila, do we say La'oimer or Ba'oimer? So I once heard her stickle, but you can trade this either way, that L'chayra, why do we call it Lag Ba'oimer? Why don't we call it Lag La'oimer? So I heard it once, Pashtas, it's a riot at the minute, is to say Ba'oimer every single night. It's called Lag Ba'oimer. Which, of course, you can be doichel because Lag Ba'oimer is the yardzeit of the Ramah, and the minute of the Ramah is to say Ba'oimer, so certainly, at least on the day of his yardzeit, we should say it his way. But I heard Punkfakert that really the fact that we call the Yomtif Lag Bo'aymer is a riot that really you're supposed to say Lo'aymer. So we doubt to go out of our way to say it differently than you really should, because we're worried you might be Yoitza, and therefore we call it Lag Bo'aymer to make sure that you realize that you're not being Yoitza, because the other 48 days you call it Lo'aymer, and then you won't be Yoitza with the Lag. But that again, it's not so partial, because could be you're not Yoitza with saying Lag anyways. Are you Yoitza with sign language? Is the Gabbai who hangs up the sign every night when he puts in the new sign? Now, I'm going to have a few other cases like this, but Zichi, not Yoitza. Yeah, Zichi, you could still make a bracha. Think before you answer. If a guy has a scratchy thing, you know, there's already 49 things that's on there, you know, like the lotto tickets, every day scratches went off. Could he still make a bracha? He's both of you sit out every night, he scratches one off on the or you hang a magnet up on a thing. What if you say on the 12th day, Hayoim is the Mispar B'nei Yisrael? Is that a number? Or Hayoim Ka'avnei Achoshen, or on the 39th, you say Hayoim Kemispar Malkis Bezdin. What? Again, it has to be a number, but how far do you go to say that it wouldn't be an issue of a number? Now, just a little bit about Lag Ba'omer. The Sfarim talk a lot about the school of Hayoim. Them, as they say, that it has in it the school of all the different Moyadim. I've seen Sfarim that they say that it has the Milo of Itzume Shal Yoyim Mechaper, it has the Milo of Kalapoyshet Yad Loistamoy. They say that those that go to the Kever of the Rashbi, that inside it's Simchas Torah, and inside it's Yom Kippur, and outside it's Simchas Torah. The Emes is, I saw brought down that it's Taka 33 because there are 33 Moyadim the whole year. If you count with Tzveik of the Yoyim, you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 1 day Yom Kippur, 9 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah, 1 day of Purim, 8 days of Pesach, 2 days of Shavuos is 31. The 32nd and 33rd can either be Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av, or Pesach Sheni and Tisha B'Av, pick your choice, but Akoponim, it has all the Bechinas of those in Yonim. Now you have to understand, we'll speak out Rabbi Kiveger's Mahalach in the Inyan of Rashbi. Rashbi is Rosh HaTevis Yushpa Shefer Rav B'chola Elamos. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, it's Yadua, has a concept that even a low madrega of a person can connect to the B'Shefer and to Yiddishkeit and to his Neshama Dor Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. What's the Pshat? So I'll speak over Rabbi Kiveger in Hilyon HaShas. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Men Hey, Amar Chizki, Amar Rav Yirmi, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Yochalani lifter as kol oilam kulay min adin niyoyim shin of reis adato. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, I could be matzal the whole world. Vilmoli alozer b'ni, so miyoyim shin nivra v'arachshav. Lifter means he could patter them from oynish, on their avoynish. What's the pshat? So Rabbi Kiveger and Dilyan Ashas, on that Gemara, and Sukkah Daf Meme, he's mitzayin a shtikl, Obster Rav Nosson. In Obster Rav Nosson, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Amr Rav Shimon Yechai, Mikan She'en Yisrael Roin Penei Gehenem. And he gives a muscle, Rav Shimon Yechai. A king gave a person a very lousy ziburis field and told him to work it and make some crops. And the person had to work very hard. And Levaisa, but the quality of the land was such that not too much of a yavul came out. So Taki, he was oider, v'mashke, v'kiseich. It only came out, the produce was only one core, a volume of amount, not a lot. So the Melech said, well, my high? So he says, listen, we tried, you know, but this is what you gave us. Kach asidim Yisrael lemlech me'akadosh baruch hu, yetzer hara shenasata lanu, it was shepherding, and that's when we weren't as matzliach. And it's a whole arichas there, but that's the nakuda that Reb Shimon ben Yochai takes the midas adin and he gives an answer. He's the Kedushas Levi from 2,000 years before, that he's moitzi the schus on every single yochid, even if he's shvach, and that's why it says that we know that there's 49 words in the kapitel of Laman Etzeach Ben Ginos, which is another way that you're not yet to sphere side. If you just say the word, it's next to the hoichav hoichav thing over there. The stomach, it's not a number, but the 33rd word in the kapitel Laman Etzeach Ben Ginos is alikim, because alikim is be'emes midas adin. Abba Rav Shimon Yochai said yochal ani lifter kala oilam in adin. That's the Rosh HaTevis of alikim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai takes the midah of Elikim, the 33rd word in Laman Etzeach, and he says, no, Yochal ani lifter ha'olam min ha'din. He is mahapich the din, because he's able to get to every single person's madrega. And that's also another thing that they write in this forum, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, it's a Gemara be'etzim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, it's a Mishnah actually, in Shabbos, in Masechta Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim. Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim. Now this idea, which is a Mishnah in Shabbos, it's also in the Zohar in quite a few places, a big Yisoy, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. And the emes is, I saw that the Sfarim bring, the biggest Yetzirah that a person can have is that he forgets about this Indian, that Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. They say, so one Rav Shimon Yochai is getting to every single person, even if he's low, but the person has to know, and that's his biggest Yetzirah, that he's Ben Malachim. B'emes it's Mefurash Pesukim. Sigh when a person's on the right Madrega. The Gemara brings this. Bonimatan Hashem Alekechem. Bini B'chayri Yisrael. Habein Yakul Yefrayim. But on the other hand, even if not, it's Pesukim in Yishai and Yirmiyah. Bonim Mashchisim. Bonim Soyrim. Bonim Shoivokim. Bonim Le'emun Bom. But Bonim. That says, Klal Yisrael, B'nei Melochim. Melech Malchi Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bonim Lamokim. That's the Nakuda that Rav Shimon ben Yochai wants to bring out. Now, like we said already, there's the psukim of bonim that are latoiv, and bonim that bonim ashkis and bonim soyrin. But even on bonim atem, and where did the Gazak? I saw a vart from one of the rebbes. Bonim atem l'shem alekechem. What is Chazal darshan by kiddush achoidish? Atem afilu shoyigim, atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu mutim, atem afilu bonim atem l'shem alekechem. That pasuk gufa licked the yisoid of kol yisrael b'nei malachim. We also talk about here the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, who be'emes Rabbi Akiva lost the 24,000 Talmidim and has a shaykhis with Lag Boimer. Either that's the day they stopped dying, which is a pelik, because then they all died already, or connected 33 days of the tkufa that they had died. The Marsha says that be'emes it's a pelik, they died in this tkufa of the year, and it's the healthiest time of the year, not too cold, not too hot. It's the etimita, the mezek, it was not roy that they should get sick. And it was clear that it was a midah of from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come. But I'll say over the shtikl megala mukis, you have to understand, I'm going to say over just the etzem maramok, and you have to understand for stating them. It says in the Medrash, the Malakut, Megala Amukus brings a Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu vo Eschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 gematria of Eschanan tefilos to go into Eretz Yisrael. But Nichlal in this also was that every tefillah was for a different mechuvin. And this Mekairis and Medrash, one of them was that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I was Zoicha to be the Moyrud of Teresh of Iksav. I want to be Zoicha to go into Eretz Yisrael, and also I should be the one that brings down the Teresh of Alpeh. And the Rabban Hashem tells him, no, Ravloch, Al Teresh of Dabarei, like, Rabbi Kiv is the one that's going to bring down the Teresh of Alpeh. So he explains that the Emes, when Bilam came and gave a klola to Klal Yisrael, Bilam did something. Something happened there. That's why afterwards he tried to do it with Chet also, with Benois Midian. But Lamai said it was a Mageifel of Nei Hashem. 24,000 B'nai Shimon died. I don't understand these numbers and what it represents, but Bilam, in his klola, made a pagam in Klal Yisrael. It's what? 24,000 is how much? What percent? It's a number. It's 1/24th, I think. It's Echad Chalkei Chavdal. It made a pagi in Klal Yisrael. It was pagim in the 24,000 B'nai Shimon. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the oimid neged zeh is that Moshe Rabbeinu brings Teresh of Iksav. It wasn't finished yet. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael, I want to make Teresh of Alpeh also. The Eretz Yisrael says, oh, there's another process. This other process was Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva also loses 24,000 Talmidim. Again, I don't know what these inyanim is, but this Shepharai of the original Bilam was again Nachmal, the 24,000, and we lost the 24,000 Talmidim to Rabbi Kiva. And then from there, we're able to be Yoitzer, the Teresh of Alpeh, from the new five Talmidim, which one of them, Gufa, was Rav Shimon. And that's, again, so it's Grace and Yonim over here that it was part of a process. It's hard to understand this also. We'll end with this. It's an interesting maisa. We're learning the sugis of Baal Ta'acher, and the Gemara brings down that there are many shivas how you have a sugis of Baal Ta'acher. One of them is Shalish Regolim, but not a Shalish Regolim, Shalish Regolim Kisidron. Meaning if you make a neder to bring a carbon right after Pesach, you have time, Shavuos Sukkos, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. You have a year and a half. If you would make that neder a week before, right before Pesach, you only have 7 months. Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, Kol Tishrei, that's it. Okay, Kach Ugzeres HaKosav, the Gedarim of Baal Ta'acher. But when the Gemara brings, there's really five sheetahs there. One sheetah is it's only one regal, Rav Meir, one regal, Rav Lezman Yaakov, two regalim. There's another sheetah, three regalim, but any order. Rav Shimon ben Yechai holds Dafka, Sholish regalim, Kisidron. And the Gemara brings it from Rav Shimon, V'chein Hayu Rav Shimon ben Yechai Omer. So I was thinking, there's a Zohar that says, it says, Sholish Pramim El Pnei Ha'odoin Hashem Alekim. You have to know what this means, but the Zohar says, Pnei Ha'odoin Hashem Alekim. Past us all three Sheimas HaKadosh. But the Zohar says, no, Odoin means Zu Rajmi. And there's an Indian of Makabel Pnei, Odoin Zu Rashmi, as I state in the Zohar. So I was just bavarning, maybe that's what he's saying. I would have had a Havni that with the Gedorim of Baal Ta'acher, it would be Pesach like Boimer Shavuos. Of them, Dr. Gemara Zogin know that Abad, even of Shem Ben Yechai himself, for the Gedorim of Baal Ta'acher, Abad, it's Pesach Shavuos, Sukkos, Kisidron, like Boimer Gedish Tamayin in the Cheshb. Good.